WJTL bringing you Jeremy Camp with again. Hey, good morning to you and happy Thursday. Liam and Fred hanging out with you at 7:03.
Weekend's rolling up, and on Sundays, you can start your day with the Praise and Worship program on WJTL. Christy Lee has a playlist filled with new songs, congregational favorites, and special themes. Tune in and sing along from 6 to 10 every Sunday morning right here, FM 90.3 WJTL.
Our very special guest this morning from Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community, their Director of Advancement, Chris Wilson. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back to the studio.
It's great to be here. I love this. It's such a great time.
We love having you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Absolutely. All the team that I work with at Mount Hope. Such a great group. And every day they show up with smiles on their faces and just do such a great job at the work and ministry there at Mount Hope.
So you guys are a retirement community right here in Mannheim. Tell us about what you do and where you're at.
We are. Absolutely. We are tucked in the little section there off of Cider Press Road, kind of in the triangle, Mount Hope Home Road, Cider Press, and Shoemaker.
Yeah.
We don't look like a nursing facility because we're just a two-story brick building. We have 50 skilled nursing beds. We have an on-site full rehab program, and we have a couple independent living cottages as well. So I've worked there since 2017.
Okay.
What is that?
I know you love it
like
there.
7 years. I love it. I'm one of those people in Mannheim that didn't even know it existed until my mom needed care. So it's kind of like Mannheim's little best kept secret.
Yeah.
But my passion and goal is to get the word out there that we are a wonderful facility, wonderful option for many families who have loved ones who need nursing care. Just a great little place.
Yeah, and you guys are expanding. You're putting in more cottages.
We are. We got approval to add 2 independent living cottages, which will be a total of 4 single floor living suite style apartments. They're going to go right on our campus behind the 2 that are on the Mount Hope Home Road side. So we are doing a little building project, fundraising project for that as well. We are almost halfway there.
That's awesome.
And you know, it's like, you know, what it normally costs, like $1 million. So
it's crazy.
There it is.
How can people support that? Can they do that online?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our website, Mount Hope, and it's mthopenazarene.org. If you go to the donate tab, there is a drop down and you'll see new cottage build. So that specifically is if you're interested in helping us with the independent living side, the cottage side, you can drop down and give your gift that way. There's a couple different other options on that drop down.
Right.
One is about our banquet,
which is coming up. Tell us about that.
I know. That is the biggest, largest fundraising event that we have in the year. It is coming very soon. It's next Saturday, September 21, at Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church, right down the road here from us. Doors
yeah.
open at 5 p.m. And yeah, lots of good things are going to happen that evening. You're not going to want to miss that.
We're going to talk more about that. Is there info on the website about that as well?
There is a little bit, yeah.
yeah.
But if you go under the website, I'm trying to think, it's under events drop down, you'll see banquet.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, the information is there. And that piece that we're going to be doing that evening with the fundraising is for benevolence and resident care needs. In the skilled nursing home world, especially at Mount Hope, we have probably over 80% of our residents are on state assistance,
okay.
Medicaid.
Yeah.
So there is the gap that is often referred to as what the cost of care is every day versus what the state assistance reimburses. So there's a gap of anywhere from $180 to $200 a day
wow.
per resident
wow.
who is on state assistance.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at a place like Mount Hope, who is missional about taking anybody who needs care, whether you have the funding or on limited income, fixed incomes, a lot of them are on state assistance, there's that gap. So we rely heavily on fundraising,
yes.
which is what our banquet is for next Saturday.
And we're going to talk about that coming up more, so stick around. Also, music on the way from Zach Williams, Megan Woods, and much more. The best